Motherhood can make women feel like they're losing their minds. The swirling hormones, sleeplessness, and multitasking can seem the perfect recipe for diminished brain power. But new research says that contrary to what new moms may think, motherhood actually makes women smarter. Catherine Ellison is the author of The Mommy Brain. She says the brains of women change when they become mothers.
What fascinated me is just the many ways in which motherhood changes your brain, period, that we do have a very different kind of brain after this very intense new experience. There's a lot of new research that's pointing out the impact of the incredibly different kinds of hormones and richness of that, and also the novelty of having a child in your life and the 49 emergencies you have to cope with at once. And just the experience, the whole plasticity revolution in the brain that I know you're aware of is bringing a lot of new knowledge to us about just how much your brain changes when you're engaging it in different kinds of things.
I'm curious, give me an example of something that happens in early motherhood that puts extra demands on you and you have to respond.
Well, let me tell you about one of my favorite studies. When you talk about new research, there was a study not too long ago in Switzerland where scientists looked at parents and non-parents with brain scans, and they found a real difference. They found that parents, the emotional parts of the brain, lit up more when they heard a soundtrack of a baby crying than a baby laughing, whereas with non-parents, it was vice versa. And this is showing to me, I think it's pretty clear that the parents have learned to adjust to a big new responsibility in their life, and they're more responsive when they feel that there's something wrong that needs to be addressed. Their responsibility, it seems, to be heightened. Mm-hmm. I think that's many parents can identify with that.
Yeah. The way in which you react to children, I mean, all humans are built to respond to babies' needs, but not in the same way at all as a parent has to be, I guess.
Right. There's a lot of attention in our society to the problems that parents have. For instance, postpartum depression gets a lot of attention, as it should, because it's a very serious problem. But what I think we sometimes tend to take for granted is the vast majority of moms who rise to this incredible new challenge in their lives and do it very well.
One of the things that you talk about in The Mommy Brain is the senses, particularly women's senses seem to change when they become mothers. What's going on?
There's a lot of new research on that. People are looking into what happens with vision, hearing, smell. All these things are very important in animal brains as well as human brains. And we find that we're reacting to these cues even when we're not consciously aware of it.
It's a funny thing because I know that there's been some research that shows that the general public will look at pictures of a woman and then the same woman pretending to be pregnant, and they will think that the pregnant woman isn't as competent somehow, perhaps.
Exactly. I talked to those researchers in my book, and they will grade them doing the same work. The two women can be doing the same work, but if one of the women has a pillow under her shirt, she'll be unanimously regarded as less competent, less worthy of a raise. We do have a very strong prejudice against mothers.
But the research shows that, in fact, that woman, if she really were pregnant, might be more competent, that she can see more, smell more, will react better.
Well, it's not universal. And that's a point I make very strongly in the book, that while we're finding that in animals, they're very clear differences. And this is what really inspired me to write this in the first place. When I was just had my second son, I read of a study with rats about rats getting around a maze. And it turned out that the rats that had reproduced were quicker to solve problems in a maze than those that hadn't. So on a basic level, we know that evolution is this very strong force making animals smarter after they've reproduced, because it makes total sense. For your offspring to survive, you have to get smart in a hurry.
I gather some of the research also shows that there are physical changes, the hormonal changes, of course. Oxytocin, is that what I'm thinking of?
I thought the story of oxytocin was very fascinating. There's a lot of research about this hormone that's not OxyContin, it's oxytocin. and the role it plays in bonding between mother and child, but also just between strangers who may trust each other. There have been studies that show that their blood level of oxytocin can increase. And I think of it as mother's little helper because it's a tremendous stress reliever. So when a mother is nursing, for instance, her oxytocin levels are raised and she finds she can sit in one place calmly with a child more easily. She's not under the same kind of stress as she was before. And that lack of stress can actually help you learn and be more open to the world.
How does this happen? Is it a natural response to childbirth? You simply have more oxytocin, or are there other causes?
Scientists have found that during pregnancy, oxytocin receptors appear in the uterus and in the brain. So our capacity as mothers to react to oxytocin is then increased. It's not just a hormone, but a neurotransmitter. So it's in your bloodstream and also affecting your brain. And it has this very stress-reducing impact.
The stress reduction is, of course, important, but there is also some suggestion, I seem to remember from your story, that it enhances your ability to remember things. It's actually a memory aid?
Well, I did talk to a team of scientists in Japan who think that there might be some potential for oxytocin as actually even a treatment for Alzheimer's, because their theory is that they've done experiments with rats where they've actually injected oxytocin into their brains, and they found that that has made them better problem solvers.
You know, there is that jealousy, I think, that goes along with the early days of parenting that happens on occasions. You see that interaction between mother and child that is like nothing else in the world.
Sure. It's really an encouragement for men to get more involved with their kids. And there's even a study with rats, again, that shows that father rats that are exposed to baby rats do better in mazes.
It's interesting that, to me, the changes that occur in your life, including things like the hormone changes, perhaps, and multitasking, the need to do so many different things at once, they do increase your ability to handle a variety of situations, perhaps even make you more able to learn. The question I have is how long that lasts. Is it something that is associated with being the mother to a young child, or is it something you can expect to stay with you?
Well, it's a great question. What scientists have found with animals is that it does seem to, some of the changes that they've seen, the concrete changes in the brain seem to last throughout the animal's life. I think with humans, it's a matter of how much you practice the new skills that you've learned. I think we have to continue to challenge ourselves with novelties. The beautiful thing about having a child in many cases is that as the child grows, they are always presenting you with new challenges and brain teasers and problems that you have to solve. So it's almost a progressive exercise in understanding.
You have a section toward the end of the book that's called 10 Tips to Help You Make the Most of Your Mommy Brain. Are there things that you found most important in the research that you've looked at, the things that you value more than any others?
Absolutely. I'd say, first of all, don't talk about senior moments or mommy brain in a pejorative way. If you tell yourself that you have a mommy brain and you've lost your keys and you're going down the tubes because you're a mother, that might well be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you reframe that situation and pat yourself on the back for how much you're learning and the skills you're acquiring and how well you handled that tantrum, you're going to be rewarding yourself and encouraging yourself to do better all the time. I think that's really number one. But right up there, number two, is that you get enough sleep, because often we attribute our mental lapses to the fact that, you know, some hormone has gone wrong in our brain, whereas we're simply not getting enough sleep, and sleep can have terrible effects on your thinking. It's been a means of torture in many countries for many years. And many parents just overlook that. You have to negotiate with your spouse time to catch up on your sleep. You just can't cheat yourself out of that and expect to be at your best mentally.
So the kids will teach you, but they also torture you. Watch
out. Of course.
Catherine Ellison is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of The Mommy Brain.